Hello friends, today we are going to deal with chapter number 4, which talks about income from salaries. Now you know very well that the word income is there. You know there is a section in income tax which defines what do you mean by income. Income is defined under section 2, subsection 24 of the Income Tax Act. Now, this section says the salient features of the income are the income must be regular, the income must be constant, the income must be periodical, it must keep on accruing or receiving or earned continuously over a period of time. So the continuity element, the element which is continuous, is nothing but income. Now income from salaries. So if I am employed and I continuously earn the income from a job and my employer pays me some amount, in income tax it shall be taxable as income, but under which head of income? Last time we discussed how many heads of income are there. There are 5 heads of income. One is income from salary, another is income from house property, third is income from business or profession, fourth is income from capital gain, and fifth is income from other sources. That's how. So income from salary is nothing but the amount received from the employer by the employee by virtue of the relationship of employer and employee. So the relationship must be there of employer and employee. If the relationship is there between these two persons of employer and an employee, the amount received by the employee shall be taxable under the head income from salary. This is the very important thing I wanted to do. Second point, that if the employer pays the amount to the employee by virtue of the relationship, then this amount shall be taxable, as I told you earlier, but it cannot go under the head income from house property, it cannot go under the head income from business or profession, it cannot go under the head income from other sources, it cannot go under the head capital gains, it must go under the head salary. This is how you have to understand. So the first salient feature of the salary is that the amount received, the income received from the employer is nothing but termed as salary in Income Tax Act. Now suppose my salary is rupees 50,000 per month and my employer does not pay me the cash or check. He pays me jewelry of rupees or worth rupees 50,000 instead of cash. I am trying to tell you that even the salary is received in kind. Kind means property, movable or immovable. If the amount is received in kind, if the salary is received in kind, that amount of 50,000 shall also be taxable under the head salary. So can we say that income includes the amount received from the employee or the thing received from the employee by virtue of the relationship of master and servant, even it is in kind, it shall be taxable in the hands of the employee under the head salary. The third thing, my employer has given me the salary, but I have foregone the salary. What is the meaning of foregoing? I have worked. आई एम माई एम्प्लॉयर गिव्स मी 50,000 रुपीज पर मंथ, बट आई टेल हिम प्लीज डोंट गिव मी, आई डोंट वॉन्ट. द एम्प्लॉयर इज रनिंग सपोज इन अ फाइनेंशियल डिफिकल्टी एंड आई वर्क एंड वर्क एंड वर्क एंड वर्क एंड वर्क विदाउट गेटिंग द सैलरी. शेल दिस अमाउंट विच हैज नॉट बीन रिसीव्ड, शेल इट बी टैक्सेबल एज सैलरी विच हैज नॉट बीन रिसीव्ड? द आंसर इज येस. Even if the salary is not received, but you have worked, then also it shall be taxable. So even if you forego your salary, then also it shall be taxable in your hands, in the hands of the employee. Now next point. I throw the salary, or I give my salary, entire salary of rupees 50,000 earned in a month, received from the employer, to a beggar sitting on the road. I don't bring any single rupee at my home. Shall it be taxable still? Yes. Even if the salary is received but not taken to home, or given under what you call given to somebody, some beggar or some needy person, that amount shall be, must be, has to be taxed in the hands of the employee. So salary given away to others shall also be taxable in the hands of the employee. Next point I would like to tell you about salary. These are the salient features. These are the most typical features of salary. So first feature we understood, there must be the relationship of employer and employee. Second feature we understood, even the amount is received in kind, that also shall be taxable as salary. Third feature we understood, foregoing of the salary, given up the salary, salary not received even after working shall also be taxable. And the fourth feature we have received, we have understood that salary has been given to some needy person, you have not taken the salary at your home, that shall also be taxable in the hands of the employee. Is that clear? Can we move further? Very good. Now see here. The fifth feature of the salary is that salary received in India for working in India shall be taxable in India. Salary received in India for working in India, for rendering services in India, shall be taxable in India. What is new about it? It is very simple. You will ask me, sir, we know this thing. Everybody who earns the salary in India shall be taxable in India. There is no doubt about it. So what is the point in section putting this feature? Because if suppose I employ Mr. X, who is from USA, in my company in India, and Mr. X comes from USA to India, now he is serving in India, whatever amount he has received from me in India shall be taxable in India, and he will be liable to pay tax in respect of the amount received from the employer who is in India. He shall be responsible to pay the tax on the salary which he received, which he accrued in India. And you know very well, India is defined. If you will see a particular section, section 2, subsection 25A, India is defined. What do you mean by India? Borders of India, water of India, sky of India. So if the person is employed and doing the services, rendering the services in the waters of India, on the ship of India, and the ship is within Indian waters are up to 12 nautical miles, even that person shall be liable to pay tax in India. So you cannot say that salary received from the land in India. No, salary received anywhere in India. India is defined under Section 2, Subsection 25A of the Income Tax Act. So salary received in India shall be taxable in India. This is for those persons, those foreigners who are employed in India. They cannot take away the tax-free salary from India. They will have to pay tax in India, and this is prescribed under a particular section called Section 9, Subsection 2 of the Income Tax Act. So what Section 9, Subsection 2 says? Section 9, Subsection 2 says that salary received in India for working in India, whoever is that person, whether he is an Indian resident or a foreigner, if he has rendered services in India, in respect of that amount of services, he has to pay tax in India. Are you understanding? Now, another section is there, the Section 9, Subsection 3. Suppose I am a government employee and I go out of India for the under the instructions of the government, and I am in France and I work for government of India, but the working, I am rendering services in France. So the services are rendered outside India. Shall I be liable to pay tax in respect of that service in India which has been rendered out of India? The answer is yes. If the services, in the case of a government employee who renders the services out of India and Indian government pays him, he shall pay the tax in India only. Tax will be applicable in India. Tax will be payable in India, because he is a government employee. In case of government employee, even if he renders services outside India, it shall be liable to pay the tax in India. So these are the salient features of salary. Now, having understood all these things, if a judge of a court receives salary from the government, shall he be liable to pay the tax? The answer is yes. Even if the judge is there, who is the judge of a high court or a session court or a supreme court, that judge receives amount, that amount shall also be taxable in India. But shall it be taxable as salary, or shall it be taxable as income from other sources, or shall it be taxable as his business or profession? This amount, judge is also one of the functionaries of the Constitution of India. So the amount received by the judge from India, that is from India government, shall also be taxable in India. What about the member of parliament? He receives remuneration. Shall it be taxable as salary? The answer is no. It shall not be taxable as salary. The remuneration received shall be taxable. Of course it is taxable. But it shall be taxable as income from other sources in the hands of that member of parliament. So this is how you have to understand. What do you mean by salary? Now suppose I am a doctor and I am employed by a hospital, and I regularly go there. I have to report on a particular time. I have to come out of the hospital at a particular time. Shall I be liable to pay, and I receive 10 lakhs rupees from the hospital, shall I be liable to pay tax on this salary? Or shall it be treated as salary, or shall it be treated as fees? Because if it is a fees, it shall not be treated as salary. So my question is, a doctor regularly goes to a hospital under the contract that he has to report at a particular time and he has to go out of the hospital at a particular time, and he will be treated as an employee. It is written in the contract. The amount so received by the doctor shall also be taxable under the head salary, because he would be treated as an employee of the hospital. But the same doctor in the evening has a private practice, has his consultation, and from that consultation he earns yearly rupees 5 lakhs, then this amount of 5 lakhs rupees shall not be considered under the head salary. This will be treated as his income from business or profession. Why? Because in regard to this 5 lakhs rupees, he is an independent person, he is not controlled by anybody. It is his choice whether to go to consultation or not, and that's why, and whatever the time is also not fixed. In that case, dear friends, please understand, the consultation fees received by the doctor shall be treated as income from business or profession, or profits or gains of business or profession, but never under that salary. However, if the amount is received from the hospital regularly, monthly, then under a contract of employment, then that amount shall be taxable under the head salary in the hands of that doctor. Okay, this is how we have to understand. Okay, so please understand, this is how we have to understand the concept, right? So we had seen what are the salient features of salary. Now I ask you a question. Suppose a director is there of a company. Shall this director, if he receives 5 lakhs rupees from the company for managing the company, shall this amount of 5 lakhs be treated as salary in the hands of that director? This depends on the contract with the director and the company. So if the contract says that this director shall manage the affairs in the capacity of the employee, then this amount shall be treated as income from salary in the hands of that director. But the same director attends the meetings of the company, board of directors meeting of board of director, and receives rupees 5000 for attending the meeting of board of director, then shall this income also be taxable under the salary? Shall this 5000 rupees received for attending the meeting of the board of director, shall it be taxable as salary? The answer is no, because this is not received by virtue of the master and servant relationship. It is a board of director, and this amount of course shall be taxable, but shall be taxable as income from other source. So here please understand, if the director is working in the capacity of an employee, then the amount received from the company shall be taxable under the head salary. But the amount received for attending the meetings of the board of directors, that amount shall be treated as income from other sources. So this fact you please keep in mind. Now, having explained to you the salient features of salary, let me tell you that salary is taxable on receipt or accrual basis, whichever is earlier. Salary is taxable on receipt or accrual basis, whichever is earlier. Meaning thereby, suppose I am employed in a company for this previous year, 1/4/2011 to 31/3/2012 is the previous year. You know, I told you previous year. Previous year is defined under Section 3 of the Income Tax Act, and which says that previous year is nothing but the period of earning the income in which the income is earned. That period is called as previous year, and the previous year must end on 31st of March. So this is the end of the previous year. Now in this previous year, the person has earned 7 lakhs of rupees. But he did not receive it. He worked for 12 months. His salary was fixed for rupees 7 lakhs in a year. But unfortunately, he did not receive it. Shall it be taxable? Even he has not received a single penny. Shall it be taxable? Shall he be taxable? The answer is yes. Even if the salary has not been received, this person shall have to pay the tax on this 7 lakhs rupees, because he has rendered the services to the employer. Once the services have been rendered, the salary is, what do you call it, accrued. What is the meaning of accrual? Accrual means the right to receive has been created under the law. So once the employee gets the right that yes, I will receive my salary either today or tomorrow or in next year after 5 years, he shall have to pay the tax in this year. Now suppose the employer goes bankrupt. Shall the employee still be liable to pay the tax? The answer is yes, because Income Tax Act is not concerned whether the employer has paid the salary or not. Income Tax says that once the salary is accrued, meaning thereby the employee has worked, then that amount must be taxable. Now, second question. If suppose in the same previous year, this the 7 lakhs rupees have been received. Suppose second situation, rupees 7 lakhs received, and the employer also pays advance salary for 7 lakhs rupees for 31/3/2013, which is the next year. Now in which year this 7 lakhs be taxable? Shall it be taxable in assessment year 12/13, or shall this be taxable in the year 13/14? Because you know very well, assessment year is nothing but the period succeeding to the previous year, and assessment year always follows the previous year. Once the previous year ends, the assessment year starts. So here the assessment year for 11/12 will be 12/13. Assessment year, dear friends, I told you earlier, is defined under Section 2, Subsection 9 of the Income Tax Act, which says that assessment is a period of 12 months, which starts from 1st of April and ends on 31st of March. And once it is a period of 12 months, you have to pay the tax in respect of the income earned in the prior year. The income, if it is earned in the prior year, if the income is earned, you have to pay tax in the assessment year. That means prior year means previous year in relation to the assessment year. That's why we call it as previous year. Previous year in relation to the assessment year. So in this case, understand, shall he be liable to pay the tax? He has received on 31/3/2012 7 lakhs rupees for this year, as well as 7 lakhs rupees in advance for next year. But next year he has not worked in the next year. Now he has received 14 lakhs rupees on 31/3/2012. Shall he be liable to pay the tax as per the tax rate of assessment year 12/13? The answer is yes, because income tax says salary is taxable on receipt or accrual basis. So here 7 lakhs rupees is received in advance, which is earlier, even it is not accrued, is received in advance. Can I say that advance salary received shall also be taxable in the year of receipt, whether he has worked or not, and the salary of this year shall also be taxable whether he has received it or not. So can I again tell you that the principle of income tax under section 15 of the Income Tax Act, section 15 says that salary shall be taxable. Section 15 says there are two sections, section 15A and section 15B. These two sections say, if you combine the reading of these two sections, you will find that salary is taxable on receipt or accrual basis, whichever is earlier. Even if the person has worked and not received from the employer, he has to pay the tax. You will ask me, sir, if he doesn't have money, from where he will pay the tax? You are right, but he has to pay the tax. For recovery of his salary, he has to go to the court of justice and recover it from the employer. But income tax will say, I don't know how you will pay. You will have to pay the tax. If the salary has, even if the salary has not been received, you have to pay the tax. And second situation, even if the salary is received in advance for the next year in which he has not worked also today, that salary shall also be taxable in the previous year in which it is received. In the assessment year it will be taxable in that assessment, relevant to that assessment year it shall be taxable. So in this case, full 14 lakhs rupees shall be taxable in assessment year 12-13. Are you understanding? So this is how we have to understand the salary received in advance or salary not received without, even if the working has been done, then also it shall be, must be, has to be taxed. Is that clear? Now let us go to the third situation. Here in this situation, the employee receives arrears of salary. You know what is arrears of salary? The employee receives arrears of salary. And what do you mean by arrears of salary? Now suppose I am working from 1/4 2000 in a company. My salary is rupees 15,000 per month. Now today is say 31/3/2000, or say today is 31/3/2013. I tell to my employer, sir, my salary is now say 20,000 rupees per month in 13. I tell to my employer, sir, please increase my salary. He says, I have already increased. I say, no, I want what you call more salary. Now my employer gives me the salary, increases my salary right from 1/4 2000, right from 1/4 2000. He says, okay, I'll give you 1000 rupees salary increment, not from 2013, but right from 2000, the day when I joined it. Now shall I not receive 1000 into 12 for 1 year, that is 12,000. Now 12,000 up to 13 years. So shall I not receive 12,000 into 13? That is, this amount of 12,000 into 13 shall also be taxable in my hands in the year in which I have received this arrears of salary. Please understand. Arrears of salary shall also be taxable. Arrears of salary shall also be taxable under section 15, subsection C of the Income Tax Act. There is some relief under section 89, subsection 1. But arrears of salary, principally, logically, legally, must be taxed. There is a relief. So please understand what we have learnt in these three lines, that salary received shall be taxed in the year in which it is received. Second point, salary not received, even you worked, shall also be taxable, because it is called as accrual of salary. Third thing, if you have received advance salary for next years in which you have not worked, advance salary shall also be taxable in the year in which this advance salary has been received by the employee. And the fourth thing, arrears of salary. If the arrears of salary means right from beginning or right, you know, for the past many years, so arrears have been received, these arrears of salary shall also be taxable under section 15, subsection C of the Income Tax Act. Is that clear? This is how you have to understand it. Now, my dear friends, once you have understood salary, the concept of salary, how it is taxable, let us move further as to what is the meaning of salary, what are the items, what are the items, what are the receipts, what are the incomes which are included in salary that we have to understand right now. Is that clear? So this is how we have to understand that.